Just ask your heart who dreams about you. Just ask your heart who's faithful and true.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. It is Friday, and it is in the 3 o'clock half hour block. So it is time for Ask Maggie, where you get to ask me basically whatever you want. We can talk dryer sheets or Doge. It is all up to you, as well as my senior producer, Jamie, who helps pick the questions and assign me a given amount of time to answer them. I've been doing pretty well today. Usually I just blow past my time limits. Submit your questions at askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Again, that email address is askmaggie@civicmedia.us. What else you got for us this afternoon, Jamie?
I'd rather talk dryer sheets than Doge, quite honestly. But we do have more
Friday,
good questions.
Indeed, indeed.
More good questions, though. All right. So this is a good one. And Cal, we're going to give her 60 seconds on this one. This comes from Jenny in Wisconsin Rapids. And Jenny wants to know if you have any advice for talking to mega Republicans. 60 seconds for Maggie on how do you talk to mega Republicans. Go.
Again, I think we could have a very long discussion about this and perhaps get us some experts on board. But I think where there is a MAGA Republican whom you can actually have a discussion with, one of the more important things is to decide the parameters of the discussion. If we're going to argue about the pros and cons of Biden versus Trump, we're never going to agree. What's the point? If we're going to talk about whether or not what Donald Trump is doing is working, that's one thing. But I think by far the most important approach when you're talking with someone with whom you know you may have a deep political disagreement is to not start with the places of disagreement, but to try to start with the places of agreement. What are the values that we share? Because if we can agree on the values, then we can actually have a more meaningful argument about the how. Meaning, how do we bring those values into fruition? How do we make our values that we agree on the reality in our shared world?
Yeah, absolutely.
Easier said than done, of course.
It is easier said than done. And to kind of piggyback off of what you were saying, you're right. It is a longer topic. And here in the next couple of weeks, we have some people who are going to be joining us in different parts of the state who are going to kind of address some of the things that they're seeing from, I hate to lean on what we do on Wednesdays with Greg Gunderson, but from their neck of the woods. So yep. I think it's going to be an interesting conversation. You're going to want to join us around the 19th. I'll give that little bug to everybody because I have the calendar in front of me. So I can tell everybody it's around the 19th. We're going to have those conversations. All right. Are we ready for another question? These are really good. You guys are rocking it. AskMaggie@civicmedia.us. These are really good questions. This is a great one. And this actually came up today from a texter who is in the 608 listening on WMDX. And this was a conversation from the conversation you had with Professor Herrera just this afternoon. Ooh. This texter wants to know, after Biden cut almost all economic ties with Russia, how would Trump impose tariffs on a country that we don't actually trade with? And I know this is another one of those that's probably going to take a little bit more time to parse out at another point in time. But in 60 seconds, can you give us a general idea? Cal, start the bed whenever you are ready.
So I have to admit that I am not an expert on the various types of sanctions. There's all different sorts of these. Professor Herrera today mentioned blocking sanctions. There are different economic, effectively penalties where assets are frozen that sit in U.S. controlled or U.S. ally controlled bank accounts. There can be asset seizures, which impact the oligarchs that support Vladimir Putin in Russia. But I do not know what was put into place in detail from President Biden and if that has been changed at all. Obviously, Donald Trump, whether he's misinformed or not, thinks that there are additional sanction measures that can be put into place. And the last thing I'll say is we have to distinguish between trading and an economic sanction. often they'll be related, but they're actually distinct concepts to a certain degree. So I, you know, Jamie, it's an interesting question, and I'll do some research before the next show to look at, hey, what was put in place for Russian sanctions under President Biden? What might Donald Trump actually be talking about? Or is he just sort of making up things that don't actually match reality on the ground? I know that they're, you know, the Russian oil pipeline is a big deal. We know that one of the inflationary pressures under the Biden administration, for example, was the Ukraine war and the fact that the Russian pipeline was effectively shut down and it was driving up oil prices globally. So, again, I think that's one to unpack. And I will always be happy to admit those areas where I am not an expert and need to spend some time doing a little bit more homework.
Well, I love that, though, but you will do the homework and we will get to the bottom of it and we will figure it out and try to answer some of these questions, because we're trying to unpack this way of doing things just like everybody else as we go forward. It doesn't really feel like there's a right answer at this point in time. Now, this is a really good question, and I'm excited for you to answer this today, because Barb from the Northwoods emailed me. And she knows that you are an avid lover of games and you love board games. And so she wants to know, Maggie Dawn, what do you think of this new Monopoly game that's taking out the paper money for an app? Have you seen that? It's going to be released in stores very, very soon. Are you gonna, how much time do you think you need on this? Because I know
30
how much
seconds.
Okay. All right, Cal, 30 seconds for her to get into to board games.
Oh, hell no, I don't want to use an app to play a board game. Isn't that the entire freaking point of a board game, that I'm not doing something electronically? And by the way, when I was a kid, didn't you always have one friend who always wanted to be the banker, but you had to watch him like a hawk to be sure that somehow like a 500 wasn't like magically making it into their pile of money? Come on, man. It's also the entire, you learn a little math when you're actually handling the paper. Hell, I will never use an app for Monopoly gameplay. No.
I knew there'd be some passion to that one. I knew it. And I think Barb did too. This is why I don't play board games, though, especially when there's money involved. No, it's just not happening. Not happening.
Oh, great question. Destroying the sanctity of Monopoly with an app. What is the world coming to? Folks, when we come back, I'm going to be joined by my most lovely colleague, Terry Barr, for what's good, local, and overlooked in the state of Wisconsin as we head off into the weekend, hopefully on a positive note. My thanks to my senior producer, Jamie, all of you for your great, great questions. Remember, ask Maggie at civicmedia.us. We'll be back with more after your farm update with Pam Yonke right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just as his heart.